Even though.
Judgment usually works.
Judgment usually works.
It usually takes me back. To a most familiar.
Comfort zone.
Unhappiness.
Negativity.
Self-righteousness.
Judgment.
In and of itself.
Is a certain comfort zone.
I discern.
Or judge.
How something should look.
And that's not too bad.
And then I get a little more judgmental.
Bring the parameters in.
And choose.
Egotistically.
What it should look like for me.
What it should feel like for me.
Which is a really funny thing.
Because it rarely does.
I rarely know.
What I'm gonna feel.
And sometimes I feel things.
And I don't understand why.
And I don't want those feelings.
And this happens to me all the time.
And my ego,
in an effort to comfort me,
gets even more judgmental.
It knows how to do it.
And suddenly my experience.
I just don't fit in it.
I don't fit in my experience.
Comfortably.
Because judgment
has made me
close the parameters
to such a space
that I'm no longer open.
To being fully present.
In the experience.
And I thought I didn't want to feel bad.
And yet I feel bad anyway.
And sometimes I feel stuck in the bad.
I'd like to imagine
that I could expand my thoughts.
Release judgment.
And simply discern.
I may not like it.
But how bad is it?
What will really happen to me?
If I feel it.
If I feel it.
If I follow the feeling.
Where could it really lead me?
I don't want to know.
Something in me does not want to know.
I'd rather judge.
Play small.
Believe in the shoulds.
Pretend I know.
What it should look like.
I need the judgment.
To feel boxed in.
To feel safe.
When really.
I have no idea.
I'd like to expand my thoughts.
I'd like to expand my ability.
To be present with the emotion.
To ask.
How real is this?
What will happen if I feel it?
Fully give into it.
For a little while.
What will happen?
If I feel everything.
That wants to be felt.
What will happen?
If I make time.
Appropriate time.
And space.
To allow myself.
To feel all the things.
I don't want to feel.
I've been believing.
Something awful would happen.
And so I don't do it.
I'm not even sure I know how to do it.
I'm not even sure how to do it.
I'm really certain.
I don't want to do it.
I wonder.
If I could allow
myself to discern.
What feels good.
What doesn't feel good.
And allow myself.
The full experience.
Anyway.
Trusting.
Always trusting.
That I'll find my way back.
Into a different experience.
One thing I've learned.
One thing I know for sure.
None of it lasts.
Not the bad.
Not
Not the good.
Not the good.
Not the easy.
Not the easy.
Not the hard.
Not the hard.
Not the security.
Not the security.
Not the fear.
Not the fear.
In my lifetime.
In my lifetime.
I've cycled through all of it.
I've cycled through all of it.
Numerous times.
Numerous times.
I'm just playing a bigger game.
I'm just playing a bigger game.
A more intense game.
More intense game.
Because of my ability.
Because of my ability.
Because of my desire.
Because of my desire.
To know.
To know,
to love,
to love,
to accept,
to accept
me.
Okay, big breath.
So a good way, I think I shared this in this group because I got to thank you for it. So a good way, if you are having emotions that you perceive and judge as negative, that don't feel good to you. If you have this coming up, and I say perceive because we automatically think certain emotions are a bad feeling. Well, it's not always true. I could give you examples where they feel better than something else. Okay? So when we perceive we're in this bad feeling, and it looks like it's going to be a process to get through it, schedule it. Literally schedule it. Put it in your calendar. Pick a day. Pick a time. Set a timer and schedule it. If it's a chronic thing, you need to schedule every day. And what will happen is emotion wants to well up in you at inappropriate times. You can say, hey, it's not your turn right now. I'm going to be with you fully. And most emotion really just needs to be experienced. And it'll actually dissipate. Sometimes that takes some doing if you've grown this emotion by feeding it energetically for decades. It can take some doing. But if you're willing to sit with it consciously, set a buzzer and say, okay, I'm ready to feel you. Come now. At first it won't believe you and it'll mess with you, but it will begin to trust you. And when you fully can feel an emotion, guess what happens? You don't stay there long. It's when you keep pushing it to the background that it never leaves you. So you schedule it. Whatever emotion seems to be, you know, screaming for your attention, always yakking at you in the background, try scheduling it and address it with consciousness. Okay? All right, so take another big breath. Yes, Anoush.